Are you still waiting for confidence to hit so you can share your big message?
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Welcome back, friends, to a new episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I'm so thankful you are here today. Let's break confidence down. I've came across recently a message I have received, and someone told me, I'm still waiting for my confidence. I'm still waiting to be confident enough to share my message on social media. I want to share today with you a couple of examples from our life here in Curaçao with my partner and how we have been exploring confidence and why it will literally never come to you if we sit in inaction and wait for it to hit. Because confidence comes from competence, and to be competent in whatever you are looking to master, you need to do it. It's all about action and practice. Perhaps failure, getting up again and doing it over and over and over again so you can become confident in doing something. Most of the people I speak to are experiencing this in front of camera. Social media seems to be a big thing for so many of you. Being in front of camera, recording your great message, and sharing it with the world seems to be a daunting task because not many of you can look at themselves on video. We don't like our voices. We are being critical in any possible way. This is not good enough, and this is not good enough, and I haven't done it yet, and I don't know what to say, and I don't know how to place my camera, where to look, how to start. But all of that happens when we accept where we are right here, right now, and where we want to be, and fill the gap in between. And as soon as you fill the gap in between, the sooner you will get to your goal. Let me break it down for you. Let's say you are afraid of sharing a reel on social media. Get your message clear. Get clear on what you want to be known for. Because if we don't have that clarity, we will always feel a uncertainty in what we are sharing. If it always sounds different, if it's always something else, well, everyone is preaching that we need to have a recognizable brand. So get clear on that. If you've never shared a reel before, or you feel awkward about it, just put up that camera and record yourself talking. Watch it back. See what you didn't like, what was a bad performance. Change that in your next video. You don't have to share them all necessarily, but you can just go in front of camera and freaking practice. Practice, practice, practice. Record your message 10 times, 20 times, and you will see how your performance will change. In fact, we need to do it now, and we need to do it fast, because if you just record one video one day and the next video the next day, you will not get good at it, because we need to take fast action. We need to practice. Take half an hour a day, record yourself, look at yourself, listen back to yourself what you say, and improve that message and the quality of that video. And once you are ready, go and share it. I've been sitting with this for way too long as well. I'm only sharing things that I have experienced myself, so don't ask me how I know, but I know because I've been there too. I've been sitting in my bedroom trying to nail get ready with me lives. You know, those lives on social media where women get on, they talk to you, they share what they wanted to share, and at the same time, they do their makeup. Like, I've never mastered that, but I always wanted. to do so. But I went in front of that mirror and I started practicing just to realize that, okay, that's not for me. I don't do makeup every day, so it wouldn't be something that I could do continuously. And on the other hand, I was thinking that I'm so bad at doing makeup. I would first need to learn how to do properly makeup in order to learn it, how to do it properly in front of camera while I'm sharing my message. And this was just not worth it. But a way I uncovered this is by trying to do it. I was not live immediately, but I did put my face in front of a camera. I was talking, any blurb, and I was trying to do my makeup just to realize this is not my type of content and I'm okay with that. Another story that is more of a real life story that we often speak with my partner about it is when we are insecure in anything in sports, when I feel like I need to perform a run I've never performed before, like running faster than I'm used to because the training says it so, and I am insecure about myself in a way that thinking that people will be watching me, I know that I should be running faster but can't keep up with that. But in fact, nobody knows what's on my watch and what program I'm following. It's just, you know, BS in your brain that is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And in the end, you don't even go out there trying. So instead of crumbling at home and not doing it, because I was not confident enough to run faster than I should, because for a reason I thought I look silly, it looks weird, I don't know. I don't even want to justify these thoughts. They just come and you might know. But I just got there and I did a run. And later I told my partner, like, why am I even overthinking these situations? Because you know what happened afterwards? I never had those thoughts again. I just went once. I proved to myself that I can run fast, that the world is not laughing at me. And that's it. Another conversation we had at home is that he has a race bike, and with a race bike comes a lot of skills, not just driving the bike, but also changing tires and having all this equipment that is needed, like shoes with clips. Okay, so now when you put on these shoes, and I felt this when we were on a race bike ride with our friends 2 years ago in winter in the Netherlands, and you put on these shoes and you can't properly walk off them because they have on the bottom a little thingy that you clip on the paddles to, right? So, and it's not on the backside like you would be walking on a heel. It's somewhere in the first, between the first and second third of your sole, which is just so inconvenient to walk. And you really walk what might feel like a clown. But on the other hand, again, if I look at my partner and like all these bikers when we attend events, nobody really looks like a clown. I mean, they do walk a little stiff because it's the shoe, but it doesn't look anything ridiculous or funny. So there was a moment where he was overthinking how he would go down that staircase we have to his bike in these shoes, and what if somebody watches? And then we spoke about it later, and it was a moment of, how about just not wasting the time thinking about something that you first need to try in order to know how to do it the best? But unfortunately, humanity, I don't know why people are often so complicated. Just because we don't know how it's done, we don't do it at all. Instead of saying, you know what? Let me start and learn this. This is where we are causing the most stress for oneself. This is where we let those little issues that were not even issues before expand to huge problems. But again, confidence comes with competence, and it's always practice, 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 practice. And I want to encourage you to go and practice, to put yourself out there and share the drill and even practice your message, because only then it will become super clear. You will have the opportunity to collect data through the content you share so you can actually see what your people love watching And in this case, you can create more of that to get more people in who think the same. But without doing it, nothing ever will happen. And it is important to share your message. The next thought that ultimately comes is, but why doing it anyway? It's so hard. It's so hard when you learn things. And you know what? Maybe my work or my message is not so important. I'll tell you another two stories now why your message is important. We have here in Curaçao in the Caribbean, when we arrived, my partner asked, the first thing he asked is running on the street and biking safe. We received a lot of information that was maybe outdated, maybe right, but it sounded more something like, please don't do it, you're gonna die if you go on a race bike in Curaçao on the road. Well, my partner didn't want to give in, and he connected with a triathlon group here on the island. And he thought, of course, if they are doing triathlons and training together, they must be going on these bikes and riding those bikes on the streets, because you have to imagine there is only one kind of a highway, or let's say main road, that goes from east to west. And then some little tiny roads that are like more inside the villages. And then in the east, there is a big city. And there are, of course, more streets, but they are incredibly busy. So to get from the east to the west, you have only one road. And people are right. It is not necessarily suitable for bikers. And the reason why it is dangerous is simply because people are, and with people, I mean those driving the car, are not aware of bikers because they have not seen many. They have not seen many because nobody was doing it. And a couple of days ago, we were in town and driving in the car, and I suddenly see a race bike. One person passing us, the other person passing us. And what you need to do as a driver, you need to slow down and drive slightly to the, you know, away from that biker, so you make sure you don't hit them with your window, you don't scare them, etc., etc., all for safety of that person. And we go further down the road, and suddenly I see the whole group taking up the whole lane. Now, they are definitely not driving as fast as a car in the city or on the main road, but what they do, they are making a huge statement. It's a small group, but what they do by showing up on these streets and not driving all the way on the side where it's uncomfortable and even dangerous for them to be on a race bike, because you need stable asphalt or concrete or whatever it is below you to ride that bike. So you can't be hiding in bushes or driving on the dirt on the side. You need a road. And what these people are doing, they are making a statement. They are making cars slowing down. And the more they do it, the more awareness they create. So now tell me that your message is not important. Your message is important. Being a trailblazer is exhausting. Being a trailblazer is probably not the most comfortable thing to do. But if you have it in you, it is irresponsible to not to do it. Here's my story number two. We are engaging in community here in Curaçao because we don't want to make the same mistake with it in Greece, that we only build our own little bubble and community with friends and people only by the end, like almost after 4 years. And then after 5 years, we left, which left us behind so sad that we just made good friends and now we are going. So this time we said we need to do this earlier. And in order to get into communities and meet different kind of people who have the potential to become friends, you need to put yourself out there. So we go to those running events, we go to those sport events, but we also discovered that there is a community and a guy called the Kunuku Man, who is organizing weekly cleanups, not just on the beach, but all around the city, all around the island. He's meeting with people every Sunday for 4 hours, and they pick up the trash to create awareness that, first of all, we need to recycle on the island. Secondly, that recycled materials also bring money. And the third thing is that He just cares about how the island looks. And he has his fan club and people showing up, cleaning up, having a break with drinks and fruits, and then go again for 2 hours. It's a lovely event. This is how I got to have conversations with people that I otherwise wouldn't have met. And we did something good, because it does make you proud if you do this work. It's hard work. And I was surprised how hard it was, but I was so proud later that we did it. We contributed to a good cause with Kunuku Man. And he is a loud guy. He is very present. And the way how he has set up his work is that every person gets a task, what we collect. The trash is being immediately separated into different bags and canisters. And there are also two people walking around with trolleys, I would say, where they have buckets on it and bigger canisters where they put immediately in the glass, plastic bottles and cans that are being separated. So then he puts on a speaker of one of those trolleys and we go along the street, and he would always walk on the street. So now it is not dangerous to do that in small streets in the city. So he walks with his trolley, not on the sidewalk, but he goes on the street, plays his music and collects the trash, and all around him are all his people. And I was walking next to him, having a conversation, and he says, "You know what? I'm consciously walking on that street. Because I know, I'm aware of it, that I am forcing cars to slow down. But when I force them to slow down, I make myself visible. I make them think, even for a little moment, I want them to see us do this work. I want to create awareness that we are not just dropping bottles like they are hot in the city, because we care for the city we live in." And that was incredibly inspiring. There is one man on this island who cares, and he is ready to share his big message because it is so important. I hope these stories inspire you to take action. Because I can tell you that your work is important. We need more conscious leaders. And you just need to get over yourself and share your important work. For that, I am inviting you to my brand new masterclass, Ready to Be Seen, on the 18th of February. The link is in the show notes. You can sign up. We are going to deep dive into what you want to be known for, so you can share it with confidence. I want to workshop this with you in depth, so you have something ready to share with the world where there is no doubt. I want to teach you how we can take control of social media instead of social media taking control of us, where we don't have to be stressed, overwhelmed, how we can avoid those cringe moments that are unnecessary, and we don't waste precious time and risk our well-being. I am so excited to see you there.